Malawi is going through hard times economically. We are just trying, as government, just trying to reduce costs at any given opportunity so that we help ourselves recover properly economically.
So what is being done to cut costs?
No, there are so many reforms that are taking place to make sure that costs are cut. There is a plan, an economic recovery plan, which our government is putting in place, both for the short term, the medium term, and the long term. So in the medium term, you can see that it involved the mending of the relations that we have with the donor community so that we have an inflow of donors so that we are back on our feet.
Would one of these donors be the MCC, the Millennium Challenge Corporation, based in the U.S.? Because I know they suspended, was it $350 million in aid from Malawi earlier this year?
Mm-hmm. The president would be traveling to the United States, and we should believe that this issue, because it was discussed between the president and Senator Clinton on the same, so we believe that the visit to the United States of America will also be an opportunity for the president to have a word, I mean, with MCC regarding this issue.
When is she coming to the United States?
I should believe in the next 3 days. Of course, she's in London now.
And is one of the reasons for this trip in order to talk to donors, the donor community, and one of those donors being MCC, because obviously that's a large donor?
It is her first visit to the United States of America after becoming the president of Malawi, so there could be a number of issues. Amongst them, we can have it as a courtesy call, but there could be a number of reasons, number of engagements that you can undertake while she's in the state.
And do you think steps have been taken since she assumed the presidency in order to restore organizations such as the MCC's faith in good governance in Malawi?
If you look at the environment, the political environment in Malawi, it's totally changed. And there is goodwill from each and every part of the nation, as well as in the neighboring countries, in the region of SADC, in Africa as a continent, and the world at large. There is goodwill because of the changes that are already being noticed.
Could you give me some examples of those changes?
The changes that have been there in Parliament, we did pass some pieces of legislation that Malawians did not like. Those laws have been repealed as I am talking to you now. We had an act which empowered a cabinet minister of information, to ban a newspaper or any publication that he feels is not in good sound with the minister or the government. That has been repealed. We had what we used to call the injunctions bill. That has been repealed as well. A number of bills have been repealed that were passed in the past government, and those are some of the bills the donors cited as examples. They are bad laws that we had in the